Serving our Muslim nation. This is Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 29th of Shawwal 1441 here in South Africa, cognizance must be taken of the fact that in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, many other countries, today, Monday is already the first of Zulqa'dah 1441. We will then scan the sky tonight, and it is more than 32 hours, 32 and a half, 32 and almost 33 hours in Cape Town. So inshallah, the chances are very, very good. Everyone should make a concerted effort, and that will usher in inshallah the month of Zulqa'dah. Tonight Q&A time, we'll announce it inshallah. And remember, read the dua, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. O Almighty Allah, make this month of Zulqa'dah a month of khair for us, for our families and the entire Ummah and Muslimah throughout the world. Wa Rushdin, and a month of righteousness. These words, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. There are other du'as, but this is the simple du'a, Alhamdulillah. Yes, we're reporting to you about the last week's activities, our report back, and we have entitled it Darulum Zakariya. Alhamdulillah, Monday was very, very cold, and what had happened was that, you know, Fajr Salat, I went to Jami Masjid, as I normally go every day, and Zohr Salat, I go to the Sufi Masjid, because Salat day is quarter to one, Alhamdulillah, throughout the year. And then when I went for Asr to Jami Masjid, because we stayed there, then my brother Muhammad Khan picks me up. Allah reward him, mashallah. So he takes me there for all the salats, and Allah reward him, make life so easy for me. When we went there, then we saw that we had to read salat outside. Outside meaning that where the red beautiful carpets are, they were busy cleaning it. And then we had to read salat there at the back. It was very, very cold. So I told Muhammad Bhai, we better go from here, Bhai, that this is too cold for me. And I wasn't feeling so well already from that time. So then Maghrib and Isha, we read here in the Sufi Masjid. Normally we stay from Asr to Maghrib there in the Jami Masjid, read some Quran Sharif and so forth. So that is how it became so cold, very cold. And then I read in the news, they said that the Tuesday was the coldest day, yeah, in our Johannesburg region, Gauteng region, for this year, yeah. And then every night there was drama that what would happen is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So night time we come, mashallah, the water, everything, lights, everything working. But when the next day comes after Fajr, then you will see the water is now decreasing till there's no water. Then the messages come, you know, in the group and so forth. They say this pipe burst, that pipe burst. Every day, 3-4 nights, the pipes would burst because of so cold, you know. So the bursting of the pipes caused a lot of problems. So after then, 6 hours, 8 hours, then the water comes back again. But alhamdulillah, for us, we were very, very, Allah's shukr, Allah's mercy, that we had power, everything. Now imagine those people, one side water was gone, and one side electricity also is gone. And it's the coldest days so far in this season, in this year. So imagine that. Then they found out the one key is missing, they couldn't find the key. So after 3-4 days, some people I know, another problem they had in Jami Masjid from Tuesday, I think, that Monday night, Tuesday, yeah, it was Monday night, that for 3 days or 4 days, they never had no water there, no hot water, nothing. So imagine now the people, the Maulana, Mohammadji lives there. Allah Ta'ala make easy for him, his family, so him, and all the people in that area. So difficult, difficult times. But this is our new South Africa now, what we're going to do. So you must remember that there are big, big problems, you know. No real maintenance and so forth. So too many problems of this nature, yeah. And then we're getting messages from Extension 9 and Extension 3 and yeah and there. And wherever, and then Lanesha South had no lights, electricity for 4 days as well. So, and all this is because of illegal connections, you know. It's a huge, huge problem. But you see, if you have proper laws and this type of things, and there's no sentiments involved, then you can solve a lot of problems. But there's too many sentiments involved, that for this group is different, this laws, for that group is different laws, and all funny, funny things go on, you know. So therefore, if you want to understand As-Siyasa Al-Islamiyya, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah wrote the book As-Siyasa Al-Shari'iyya. As-Siyasa Al-Shari'iyya, Islamic politics according to the Sharia. They said, for the hukam, the rulers, we speak of Muslims now, obviously. So, inna Allah ya'murukum, Allah ta'ala commands you, an tu'addul amanati ila ahliya. That you, the rulers, you must fulfill the amanat, the trust that Allah entrusted you with to the people, the citizens, the residents. Wa idha hakamtum bainan nas, an tahkum. Whenever you pass verdict, it must be done with justice. And where is that? We don't get in any Muslim country today through justice, and let alone non-Muslim countries. You won't get it in a Muslim country also. So you must remember that that is our failure today. Remember that. And then for the ra'aya, ra'iya, the citizens, the people who are the subjects. So, ya ayyuhallazina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa ulul amri minkum. So you, the citizens, you must be obedient to Almighty Allah, to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to the rulers as well. So we all will be obedient when you see justice. So imagine this. Then there he also wrote one ajib, this is, you know, certain sentences you can only write when you inspired directly by Almighty Allah. We ordinary people can never receive wahi, but we can get ilham, you can get inspired by Almighty Allah. So Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah wrote one beautiful sentence, I'll just share it with you. He said, you can have a non-Muslim ruler, but he is fair and just, then Allah's help will come to him here in this world. And you can have a Muslim ruler, but he's a zalim, a tanpot dictator and all that. Allah's help is gone. So what do we see today? So we must remember that. So whatever Islam gave us, we have to present it to the world and then tell them to juxtapose it, compare it with their man-made systems. You'll always see that Islamic system is the best. You see all the problems in the world today. Democracy is a failure. Capitalism is failure. Zionism is failure. All these isms are a failure. So now all are falling because the system of Almighty Allah is in that very anything based on falsehood, it must perish. Anyway, we come back with our report back of last week's activities, Maaf. So what was then Tuesday was cold, and you know, mashallah, then we decided to go, Muhammad Bhai Khan and myself, we're going to Sufi Masjid then. For 2-3 days we just went to Sufi Masjid for all our salats there, because we told them, nah, it's too cold here and there's no water. The water we make was at home, but you know, there's no electricity and big problems. So we were reading here, mashallah, in the Sufi Masjid and so forth. Now in the interim, you know, that Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib came on that previous Thursday night, not this Thursday night that passed, the previous one. So every day I used to phone him, give him an update, what's happening in the world, this, that, used to appreciate it, you know. So I phoned him that Wednesday and I told him, now Tuesday was a public holiday, you know, youth day. So he said, yes, one doctor came and they took his test and what have you and all that, and it was negative. So mashallah, that on Wednesday, they allowed him to come home. And before Asr, he came, and mashallah, he spent 6 nights there, you know, in the quarantine. So I didn't know, because when I spoke to him before Zohar, he didn't tell me. Maybe he got news after that he can go. So anyway, then suddenly I read Maghrib Salat, I had supper, everything. And then I looked at my phone, I see Hazrat Maulana Shabir Ahmad Saluji Sahab, mashallah. I say, Hazrat is waiting for you. Yeah, so I contacted, he said, no, Hazrat came, you better come. So, and Hazrat knows you're waiting for you, every Wednesday you come. So mashallah, 7 o'clock I jumped in my car and I went there. Mashallah, I spent approximately 2 hours there with Hazrat. He was happy, I was happy, alhamdulillah. And we had a good discussion and so forth. So see, Hazrat went also and spent with the time with his family, everything, and came back also. So alhamdulillah, in time for the teaching, all the students looking forward to Hazrat's teaching and so forth. We all looking forward also. So with all Majjallah's help, you know. So now you need to know the history of Darul Zakariya. If you take our institutions here in South Africa, Mias Farm started in 1940. And remember that Maulana Muhammad Mia, and them, they were real visionaries, you know. So Maulana Ibrahim and their father, Rahimahullah, for all of them, Mufti Ahmed and their father. So real visionaries, you know. So mashallah, if you study his profile, you will know what an intelligent person he was. So anyway, they started it, and the khidmat they made, we can never ever forget. Thousands of people became huffaz, and then they became alim. And then Hazrat Mufti Sanjalvi, Mufti Bashir and their father, Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi. When I finished Hifz, they took me there. And when I finished my studies in Pakistan also, I landed up there. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib gave me a lot of du'as with Allah Sahib. He was so happy. I told him I want to go and teach in a Darul Uloom, and I don't want to teach. I don't want to do imamate. And I said, I want young ulama to do that, you know. So anyway, cut long story short, so we must never forget all their contribution and all the Quran Sharif that were printed there, published there, and so forth. Thereafter, you find that in 1973, Maulana Qasim Sema, rahimahullah, so another visionary, Maulana came back in 42, then where the ship was torpedoed and all that, you know. Then in 44, he came back for good, and he spent 10 full years approximately there in Davel, you know. And I know he used to tell the students every month, every 3 months, six months, you want to run home when he used to get angry with the students. I spent 10 years, I never went home. So, and he lost his mother also in that interim period. Allah give our Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema, his parents, all of them, Jannatul Firdaus. When his father passed away, we were there, we gave ghusl and all that. So anyway, you must remember that. So this is how in 1973, alone, he and Appa Sakina, Allah give her Sakina, Allah give her Jannatul Firdaus. She was a pillar of strength for Maulana. So no one else to have, no electricity, no water, no nothing. Water meaning no hot water also. So when they started the Darul Uloom, and she had to cook for the students, and laundry, and so many things and all that, you know. Then slowly everything came and all that. Then Maulana Mansurullah came, his brother Maulana Mumtazullah came, Maulana Yunus Osman came, all of them. So I joined in 81 January, mashallah. So anyway, cut long story short, in 83 was, you must remember, our first graduation, first time on South African soil. Ulama were being, you know, qualifying here in South Africa. Some of them, mashallah, some passed away already, and some of them are still alive. Allah accept their khidmat, mashallah. Yeah, in Zakaria Park, There is a person, mashallah, Mr. Abu Bhatia. So mashallah, he acquired that big piece of land, and then he gave this mashallah to the Darulum Zakaria, and named after Hazrat Sheikh Nawalullah Marqadahu, who visited South Africa in 1981, and that was the last i'tikaf, 82, first of Shaban. Hazrat Sheikh Nawalullah Marqadahu passed away, and then all negotiations, all that got, long story short, then there was Qari Abdul Hamid Sahib. So he was like the man in charge, and you know, he's from Panoli. So, mashallah, he had to go back. Then Hazrat Mohd Shabir Sahib, he's the principal, mashallah. Hafiz Bashir Bhatia, he is the deputy. And mashallah, Maulana turned the whole Darulum Zakaria into an international university. There's 50 country students, plus minus, maybe more now. And you must remember from 83, and in 1990 or so, they had their first Jalsa. Sheikh Huzaifi was there, first time in South Africa's history, a current imam, serving imam, mashallah, visited South Africa. I remember we came from Newcastle. What a historic jalsa it was. And so many other luminaries and guests were there. One sentence of Sheikh Nazim, I still remember he delivered on that day. He was from Cape Town, you know. He said that Yuktab Hadal Yom Fi Tarikhina. He gave a very good talk. You know, he was the chair president of the MJC at that time. So all of them passed away. So anyway, he said that this day here will be written in our history as one of the greatest days. The Imam of the Haram of Madina Munawwara is here in our beloved country, and so forth and so on. So alhamdulillah, thousands of students from various countries, continents, mashallah, and you know. Then they started in 83, so they in Darulum Zakaria. Hafiz Bashir Bhatia was here in the Sufi Masjid that I'm telling you about. So then obviously he was running his Hifz class and all that. He had 90 students plus minus. So according to the people, they're telling me all the history now. You know, I tell them I do program. They say, come, we give you the history, geography. I said, very good, give me everything. Mohd Shabir Sahib was there in that, you know, Masjid, yeah, Quwwatul Islam Masjid. And then they left, all of them, in 82, 83. They went to Darulum Zakaria then in 83 beginning. And then Mufti Saeed Motara also, who's there teaching in Darulum Azadwal, mashallah, he also was here. He's a senior alim of South Africa, senior mufti of South Africa. So mashallah, that, so Allah made it such that the Darulums all opened. But first one was Darulum Newcastle, with Allah's help. Two things Mohsema did that, you know, one is he started the Darulum, and second, he translated the Quran Sharif in Zulu. So those were great, great contributions. They never take that away. Remember that. Anyway, for us, it was just Hadam in Fadli Rabbi that we were there, you know, and he accepted us and so forth. And now when I'm doing more mutala and research, I see Mohana Aziz Ahmad Bihari. We were his last students, you know. So, mashallah, he taught Moh Qasim Sema in 1937, and he taught Mohana Aturani also. So, mashallah, Mohana Aturani is speaking senior, you know. So, there must be in Dabel, so he taught him there. So, mashallah, that maybe some other ulama of South Africa also he taught. Anyway, so all this, now you link up how the students went from South Africa, and then they came back and so forth, became great, great ulama. Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. Nevertheless, thereafter, then you find that in 1987, this is now 83, and Abu Bhatia, mashallah, even the girls' madrasa, where Mufti Ismail is running, that also, mashallah, was his barakat in the sense that he, you know, gave it to them, and in that way, then the whole Zakaria Park came about, and all that. We went in 1974, beginning to go study. And when we went there and all that, then, you know, we had to learn a little Urdu and all that. I know Mehman, so, but to pick up Urdu was not difficult. Quick, you pick it up. And Urdu is an easy language to pick up if you just pay much attention and all that. And, you know, if you stay with South Africans, you won't learn. So, therefore, me, I used to, and I left then, I went to stay with all these Pakistanis, you know. So, in that way, only 2-3 South Africans and all that. So, whole day and night, you're speaking Urdu. So, therefore, then your Urdu improves a lot, like. So anyway, cut long story short, Then the Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib is Mo Shabir Sahib's teacher, and a lot of great ulama also teacher, mashallah. So he became a teacher in 1974. We his first batch, you know. And I even asked him, then he said yes, he just wrote a letter to Hazrat Bin Nuri and said and all that, and Hazrat Bin Nuri said yes, fine, you can teach and all that. So he used to teach us the Arabic grammar, and then Hazrat was so sick, you know. So we used to think that Hazrat will pass away in the class. One day I mentioned it to him here. I said, Hazrat, maaf karna, you know, we South Africans, we should sit there, we should speak in English, that Hazrat is so sick, you know, that maybe Hazrat won't even complete the lesson. He said, my bod bimar tha, I had TB and a lot of stories, but yeah, Allah gave him good health, you know. So he said, nahi, yaha ki aab aur hawa mere liye bod achi hai. That, yeah, the weather, everything is very good for him. So see, from 1987, you calculate, till 2020, 30, how many years now? 33 years. Without his family, without this, all that. He said, nahi, aap log mere family khandan hai. That is Hazrat's tawazu, his humility, you know. So every person, you have meals, you have, you know, you want to sleep, you want to do this. You have your wife, you have your children, biological. So, but this is for love of deen. So Allah Ta'ala sent Hazrat here. And we can't forget Mohana Shabir Sahib, you understand, ihsan upon us. He went all the way there, spoke, you know, to the asatiza and teachers that please give us Hazrat Mufti Sahib and all that. And now Hazrat is here 33 years. The other day I spent hours with Hazrat. Anything come my head, I just ask him, you know. So I asked him once that now recently it was. I tell him, Hazrat, when you came here, which month it was? He said, yeah, June, July, Kamenata. He said, both Sardi. He said, my passport was clean, not one stamp. Then when I came, then Pakistan one stamp and South Africa one stamp. So this was the first country he went to visit, like you see. So, mashallah, so Hazrat came from there and all these type of things. So, this is how then they flourished. And then, mashallah, in 1990, that, you know, around there, so they had their first jalsa and so forth and so on. And it was a memorable jalsa. Ours was first jalsa 83. So, it was very, very interesting. We were all there, mashallah. We were teaching the final year students. Mawlana Qasim Sema, Mawlana Surul, Rahimahullah, for Mawlana Qasim Sema, Mawlana Surul Haq, Mawlana Mumtazul Haq is also Rahimahullah, Mawlana Yunus Osman and myself. So, we were the final year teachers with Allah's help. So here you see that now senior teachers, you know, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib is there, Maulana Shabir Sahib is there, Mufti Muhammad Ali is there, Maulana Alauddin Sahib is there, and there must be other teachers, but I don't know all the teachers, so I know the most famous ones and so forth. So in that way there, mashallah, a great team, you know, of teaching. And every year so many students become Hafiz and Qurra and Alims and Muftis and what. Mufti Sahib Darul Ifta, Hazrat Mufti Sahib is the Sheikh al Hadith, right? He's teaching Bukhari Sharif and all that. Then he is the Ra'is and the head of the Darul Ifta, where they teach the students, you know, how they issue fatawa and verdicts and all of them and all these type of things there. So all that also he does. And then he does his own tasneef and ta'lif. You know, one eye. Can you believe? So one eye can just 10% maybe you can see. So with one eye, we got two eyes, but we can't do anything much, you know. We see Allah Ta'ala when it takes work. So he says with one eye that he still write books and research and this and this and that. When I went there that Wednesday night, so I saw one book there and I just realized this book must be new, you know. So I just picked it up quickly and I started looking at it. So I told us that now you were there in quarantine, so they were not allowing anybody, nothing and all that. So now what, you had any books or what, you know, in Urdu, Arabic? Then he said, ye kitab kisi ne beja mere liye, you know. So he said that there's one kitab. I just opened it and I saw about 8-10 notes. Then he's telling me, this kitab is written by this person and this and this. So anyway, see the ulama who make qadr of their time, you know, and this type of things there. So for us, this type of darulum, so remember, a big bounty from Almighty Allah. If you want the chronological table of darulums in South Africa, the most famous ones I'm speaking about. So 1940, so remember, was Mias Farm, okay? When we grew up and you make masti, you make some, you know, like then they'll tell you, I'm going to send you to Myaspam. The parents, they should put fear, you know. And then anyway, you must remember in 1973 was the Alum Newcastle, you see. Then 82 was Azadwal. Then 83 was the Zakaria. So you must remember that. And then you have all the others coming, flourishing and so forth and so on. So alhamdulillah, we must make qadr of all that. Then Wednesday I spent time there. Then Friday I was here at Mashallah. It was very cold still. And Friday I went to Sufi Masjid. And then Mashallah we spoke about Asma'ul Husna and so forth. And it was very nice there, Mashallah. And thereafter, Saturday was, you know, whatever errands we have to run and so forth and so on. And thereafter, Sunday was the Q&A with our Hafiz Hussain Wadi, mashallah. Yesterday, the program went very well with Allah Ta'ala's mercy and so forth. So all these activities taking place in South Africa, all are the great, great bounties of Almighty Allah. Go and travel in the world and see. They don't have maktab system. They don't have, and let me be honest, there's nothing to replace. No Muslim school, no Islamic school, nothing can replace a maktab. So I always go overseas, I tell them, you must start from primary. Remember this. This is how all these ulama today who are running Darul Ulooms, they all went through this. So the primary madrasa. And remember, there you build your foundations. You take Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai. Subhanallah, the other day I asked him, Hazrat, how many madrasas you got running? Over 3,000, 5,000, how many thousand? Maybe all together it was 7,000. So you must remember, and all just maktabs to protect and preserve the iman of the students. If there's no maktab, how the people become murtad? They leave Islam. So we have to start at the grassroots level, as people say. Remember that. So these are very, very important. And then you need the darulums, you need all the shooting. Mona Harun passed away. When I told Mufti Sahib this, you know, he was very impressed. I said, Hazrat, aapko pata hai, Mohana Harun sahab jo hai, ek taraf to Bukhari Sharif parhate the, lekin jab usne imamat shuru ki, one side he was teaching Bukhari Sharif, and on other side, he came there to teach maktab. That madrasa Ta'alimuddin all came long after that. Mohana started in 78 there. So you must remember, so 42 years consecutively was madrasa maktab and imamat. Then the darulum came after many, many years. So imagine. Or wo akhir tak usme the. So he, right till the ending time, he was still making imamat. I mean, he was sick now and all that. Then he passed away. Allah give Jannatul Firdaus. And a maktab, he was still there. So see. So he said, about ikhlas, you know, and mutawadi. So that is kamal of a person. So Allah Ta'ala grant Abu Mawlana Harun, Allah Ta'ala grant all our ulama who passed away, Jannatul Firdaus, and Allah Ta'ala grant our teachers who are alive, Allah grant them siha and afia. Inshallah, next up we go to our Sheikh Zakaria, Hafidahullah, and 3 to 3, the repeat of this morning's program, and thereafter 3 to 3 to quarter past 5, 5:30, Amin Templeton, and thereafter Maghrib Adhan, Surahs, Muhammad Khalid Yaqub, then today's tafsir, 7 to 7. You can listen to the repeat, 7:30 to 8, Hazrat Muhammad Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices, and 8 to 10, Muhammad Arafat and myself, inshallah, with the Q&A, inshallah, Al-Aziz, and thereafter, Mufti Mas'ud Tariq, inshallah, that how we can remove ourselves from depression and worry and sorry. In Urdu, that will be, wa akhiru da'wana, an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.